The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Well, you've seen the magazine headlines. Get lean and firm. Stay slim after 40. Get a flat belly faster. Shrink your fat zones. Get your body back. Unlock your weight loss power and many more. That's all to sell the magazines. Well, we're going to talk about diets and the best diets for you. You know, there's no one diet for everyone, that's for sure. And we want you to keep those health resolutions if you need to lose weight, because that's one of the main challenges we have here in America and worldwide is our world is overweight, at least the people on it. The planet weighs the same as it did, but the people on it definitely weigh more this century than they did last. And so we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Good morning, aloha, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. This is the Snowman, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy here on January 13th. And we are live and local, and we're vocal as well, and we hope you will be too. We will have lots of information for you on making you a healthier person, and we do make this guarantee. You will be healthier at 11 o'clock than you were at 9, whether it's a.m. or p.m. on Saturdays, because our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy, and providing you use and heed the information that we have for you each and every Saturday morning. Let's go now, though, to since there was an emergency alert this morning. I just want to keep you in the loop here, and we'll refer to our news director Chaz Ontai, who has the latest on that bulletin that was put out just minutes ago. So, Chaz, we'll turn it over to you in the newsroom.
Hey, David. Yeah, not the way you want to wake up on a Saturday morning, but there was an alert sent out. If you have a cell phone, a smartphone, actually. It was ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. That is what was sent out to thousands of phones this morning. And then later, it was made known that it was sent out by mistake. and that they did not issue a cell phone alert correction, the way many residents first learned of the bogus alert until about 38 minutes after the initial mistake. So that's what had people frustrated. They're still trying to figure out what went wrong, and we'll try to bring that information to you as it becomes available. But if you're just hearing this for the first time, there is no ballistic missile threat to Hawaii.
Thank you very much, Chaz Ontai. Boy, that's no little faux pas, that's for sure. Somebody's going to get fired over that one. I'm positive of that. All right. Well, thanks for the update, Chaz. Appreciate that. All right. Diets on the wall. Who's the slimmest of them all? You'll find out this hour, and we'll weigh in on, well, maybe not dozens of diets, but quite a few. I have some statistics you might be interested in. And we'll also have Dr. Lori Steelsmith on in just a matter of minutes talking about the ketogenic diet, how that can benefit you and your health, and as well as your weight loss goals. And we'll also, in the second hour of the program, have hormones and energy, New Year's energy resolutions. You don't want to suffer from an energy shortage this year. You want to have more energy this year than you did last year. And so we'll tell you how to increase as well as maintain the energy you already have. And one key strategy is balancing your hormones. That's one of the things we'll talk about. And we'll have a lot of tips on increasing energy and vitality in the second half of the program. Well, you saw yesterday's headlines, the Star Advertiser newspaper headlines on the flu and just how serious it is. The hospitals are overloaded with patients suffering from the flu just in the last 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. So protecting yourself against influenza, especially if you're a young child, a pregnant woman, a senior, or anybody with a high-risk condition such as immune-compromised diseases or conditions that can also really play havoc with and increase your risk of serious consequences when it comes to contracting the flu virus. And, of course, those with chronic conditions such as congestive heart failure, they can experience a worsening of the condition. And epidemiologist Sarah Park from Hawaii. If you refer to the article, there's a lot of little tips, but basically washing your hands, covering your mouth when you're coughing or sneezing, and staying home when you're sick. And let's see, I don't know if it's in this report, but it's in another report where it showed that people with immune compromised conditions are more likely to spread or pass on viruses to other people. So not only are they more prone to getting the virus, but it's easy for them to pass on the virus to others. So be aware of that. And they say that the last 2 weeks have gone from very little flu activity to several cases daily admitted to the ER. This is from Dr. Rick Bruno of Queens Medical Center. So I know you're aware of it, but doesn't hurt to reinforce the fact that, hygiene and preventive measures. And also, while the flu vaccine this year is unfortunately only about 10% effective, here's a study finding that physical fitness training, and we've covered this before in previous shows, but that can boost your immune system by 20%, so twice as much as a flu shot. But it takes some effort. You know, it's not just rolling up your sleeve and getting an injection. It means rolling up your sleeves and working out. So, but you'll feel better as a result of it, and you won't get sick as well. All right, genetics and good habits bolster your immune system as well. This is interesting. This was a week or so ago in the news. Of course, what can make you sick is exposure to viruses and other pathogens, but also it's the state of your immune system. This is from Dr. Talia Schwartz, a professor and infectious disease medicine expert at Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York. She says someone with a weakened immune system, this is what I was getting to, is more likely to be more vulnerable to it and also vulnerable to passing bugs on to someone else that's healthy. So not a good thing. And someone might have also a particular genetic ability to generate antibodies against certain types of viruses like the flu. So depending on the cards you were dealt when you were born, and, there's epigenetics too, which is affecting positively or negatively affecting the genes based on your lifestyle and environment and habits. But a healthy lifestyle will clearly boost your immune system, folks. And unfortunately, the opposite is also true. Unhealthy habits are going to, things like not getting enough sleep or poor diet, lack of exercise, that can weaken your immune system, not to mention smoking and other things that are even more deleterious to your health as well as immune system. So unhealthy habits, it's a negative all the way around. And also, if you end up contracting a virus or coming down with the flu or other sickness, the unhealthy habits will also harm your ability to recover from the illness. It's going to take a lot longer, and the prognosis is not going to be as good. So, and one of those things, by the way, is obesity, and we're going to talk about this at this hour. One of our most daunting challenges in American medicine is obesity. It's a predictor of complications from the flu, so be aware of that. Next hour, energy, as I mentioned, for the new year. Hormones do play a role, and we'll tell you how you can burn fat by working out. But and that's in the fitness file. Yeah, you can, as you know, burn fat by working out. But why not freeze it to death? We'll have an article on that, the latest details on cryolipolysis. What about that? Then in sexual health, what the health are sperm bots? Well, it's a new use for sperm, believe it or not, delivering drugs. This is new research that's both interesting and promising for certain cancers. That you don't want to miss that. And then plus, we'll have Dick Allgaier's weekly health report. We'll have a preview of that coming up. And for a laugh and a half, or maybe sometimes just half a laugh, but I think today is a laugh and a half, it's fair to say. The Funny Bone Pharmacy comes your way next hour as well, so don't miss next hour's show. But if you have to, no worries. Our show is rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy. All right, let's see. If you'd like to have your feet feel better than they did last year, and who wouldn't? You got to step on out to Step Ahead. They have the latest and the newest styles and lines of Hoka shoes and slippers and all kinds of great styles of shoes and comfortable shoes as well. So they are Hawaii's Arch Support Store, and at Step Ahead, you're going to find the newest shoe styles of footwear that is also feel wear, that is feel good wear. It's not just how your feet look, it's how your feet feel, because if they feel good, so will you. And Step Ahead believes there's no need to sacrifice good looking shoes for good feeling shoes. So they have both. You can have both. So if you're tired of having tired feet at the end of the day or having to put up with painful shoes during the day, step on over to Step Ahead's two locations, 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard. That's in the Imperial Plaza next to BMW of Honolulu, or in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center across from Pearl Ridge Mall in Aiea. And I have their phone number. Oh, yeah, it's in the town store is 593-7841. I believe they open at 10 o'clock there. And same with Aiea, that's 488-3338. If you have any other questions or more information or want exact directions, 488-3338 Aiea, and the Kapi'olani Boulevard store of Step Ahead, Hawaii's Arch Support Store, is 593-7841. Or you can just go to stepaheadhawaii.com. Come on, you owe it to your feet. They take you everywhere you want to go. And whenever you want to go or wherever you want to go in 2018, make sure your feet feel good so that you'll feel good. And by the way, I'd like to just add here that if your occupation requires, and many of you have occupations that require you to wear a certain type of footwear or shoe, if you have an occupation, you know, whether it's a construction or particular occupation where footwear is, it has to be uniform for that particular job, you can still improve upon it by Step Ahead's extensive selection of arch supports. So there are inserts that you put into your existing shoe, and you'll feel a lot more comfortable. It'll reduce fatigue, not to mention pain if it's caused by insufficient or improper arch supports that your particular shoes or your present shoes are giving you. And most importantly, you'll eliminate or minimize any future foot-related medical problems. And that's really what what is the most important thing here. And it doesn't matter if you have flat feet, fat feet, or funny-looking feet. You got to go to Step Ahead. They'll take an ink impression of your foot. I've had this done. And then they fit you with just the right size and shape of arch support. It's not these over-the-counter or off-the-wall generic arch supports. It's really patterned to your particular foot and your body mechanics. And I'm wearing them now. They feel great. And you can, too, by visiting one of their two locations, both of which are open today. Step Ahead in Iaea, across from American Savings, the Pearl Ridge Mall there, in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center, 488-3338 or 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard next to BMW. All right. Okay, let's see. We have a couple other announcements. Oh, here. Well, you know what? I'll get to this when we get to our, in the second half of the program, I'm going to give you countless diet tips and successful weight loss strategies for you. But in the time remaining after the Health Hotline News, which is coming right up, we'll have Dr. Lori Steelsmith talking about the ketogenic diet. What's that about? All right, straight ahead in the news. Like rice? Well, if you live in here in Hawaii, of course you do. We all eat it, but it can pack on the pounds. Two things to do if you'd like to lose weight but not give up the grain. Plus, four tips to further trim your waistline. Then, why washing your kitchen sponge can increase its bacteria. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Child obesity rates in the U.S. are increasing at an alarming rate, with over 15% of children considered obese, twice the amount as in 1975. Proper diet is essential for weight control, and five servings of fruit and vegetables each day can make a positive impact. Fresh peaches, plums, and nectarines, for example, contain vitamins A and C, as well as potassium and fiber. They also contain antioxidants, including beta-carotene, that help maintain eye health. Parents can play a big role in helping children achieve a healthy diet.
I love it when my mom gives me fresh fruit. It's fun to try her smoothies. And I like it when she makes peanut butter sandwiches with peaches, plums, or nectarines instead of jam. Also, my mom knows how to freeze fruit and store it in a plastic bag for treats that are perfect for a hot summer day.
For a free brochure, visit www.eatcaliforniafruit.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right, let's start with an island staple. Our, you know, all of us residents here in Hawaii love our rice. Unfortunately, most of the rice we eat is white, and a lot of times we eat too much of it, and it can pack on the pounds. So here's how to prepare white rice with half the carbs. What you want to do is make white rice more waistline-friendly by, here's how to prepare it. For every half cup of dry rice, add a teaspoon, just a teaspoon, of coconut oil to the cooking water, and then chill the cooked rice. After you cook it, you chill it overnight before using it. And then what this does is it causes the starches, we've talked about this before, resistant grain, or it's resistant starch, rather. And it causes the starches in the grain to be converted into indigestible resistant starch, or not all of it, but a lot of it turns into resistant starch. And that results in rice with 50% fewer carbohydrates. I've never met a carbohydrate I didn't like. And a lot of times, or for a lot of you, that's the same case. But it's still going to be satisfying. It's going to taste just as, you know, taste just as good. It'll be just as tasty. Doesn't affect the flavor. But you'll have half the carbs. Also, puffed rice. What's, you know, I know you think of, when you think puffed rice, you think, puff a rice or the different
children's breakfast cereals in the morning. But puffed rice, so you can get puffed brown rice in the stores. And even if you can't get the brown rice that's puffed, you can, you know, even white rice that's puffed is okay. It's low in calories, it's fat-free, of course, and it's gluten-free, if you're sensitive to that or on a gluten-free diet. And it'll stretch a pound of meat into 2 pounds of meatballs if you're doing ground meat. Of course, you want to minimize the consumption of meat in the first place, and especially meatballs. But if you're using it, you know, the main thing, I'm just using this as an example because it's, and this, by the way, comes from celebrity chef Rocco Di Spirito. But he says that also using puffed rice in place of breadcrumbs can cut over 300, well, almost 400 calories and 66 grams of carbs per cup. And it adds about 200% more fiber, which is a good thing. Research from the British Journal of Nutrition found that enjoying high-fiber fare helps dieters lose up to 5 times more weight than those who opt for low-fiber foods. So anything that you can do to add fiber to your diet, we'll talk about that later in the hour when we talk about other dietary tips to lose weight. And if you've ever heard of hapa rice, you know, that's when you put a cup of brown rice and a cup of white rice in your rice cooker, or any adjustment or ratio of the two. You know, maybe if you're used to white rice, maybe two-thirds white and one-third brown at first, and then gradually build up to that full-bodied flavor of brown rice, and you can turn your diet to be healthier. You know, rice is a staple, but brown rice is a whole health of a lot better for you than white rice. But, you know, I know white rice does have its followers, of course. Most of you do eat white rice. Try hapa rice for this weekend if you're cooking rice at all. Hey, if you're feeling a little low, and we all have different cycles of life and cycles of moods, both daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. But in Japan, it's interesting. In Japan, broken objects are often repaired with gold. The flaw is seen as a unique piece of the object's history, which adds to its beauty. Consider this when you feel broken. All right. Words of wisdom there. And how do moms sneak in TV time? This, according to Netflix, was 57% of them sneak in some extra TV viewing time while doing laundry, 48% while cooking. So does that mean there's an extra TV in the kitchen? I guess so, unless they're peering out to the living room from the kitchen. And then 27% of you women cheat or add some extra TV time while applying your makeup. 21%, this is the most surprising, by hiding from the kids, like in a closet, they say. Do people really have TVs in their closet? Or I guess maybe they're, you know, watching on their smartphones or electronic devices. And then 15%, only 15%, by spending extra time at the gym. Well, hopefully, when you're at the gym, you're also pedaling on a bike or pumping a barbell while you're watching TV at the gym. All right. Okay, and then a couple other things before we get on to our guest. We're a few minutes late on getting Dr. Lori Steelsmith on. I think she's on the phone right now. Scientists at Tohoku University in Japan found that daily intake of citrus fruits can cut your risk of developing dementia by almost a quarter. And that's because of the citric acid containing nobiletin. It's a phytochemical that has anti-inflammatory properties and also anti-cancer and cholesterol-lowering properties. So reverse impairment of memory or bad memory. But most of all, the nobiletin is... you know, one thing that you need to know more than anything is that it's contained in the pith or the white part of the peel. So you want to peel, as I've always mentioned over the last 27 years of doing this show, you always want to peel the citrus fruit with a knife and not your fingers, because you also get a lot of bioflavonoids. You get about 1,000 milligrams of bioflavonoids. You only get about 100 milligrams of vitamin C from the orange or the citrus, but you'll get many times that of you know, things that are going to be antiviral. Also, bioflavonoids and hesperidin and this nobiletin help to build the walls of your capillaries and blood vessels. So, okay, we're going to save these other dietary tips for later in the show, because now, right now, we want to, well, let's take a brief break and be back with Dr. Lori Steele-Smith, who was on a few months ago with us. She's a physician here in Honolulu, and she's coming up, or there's a free diet, it's basically a free diet talk. It's going to be about the ketogenic diet, but she's going to give us an overview of her talk at Waikiki, and that's going to be this Thursday, so we'll hear from her in just a minute or so here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy and lose weight. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
Want thicker hair, smoother skin, and stronger nails? Then your body's going to need more collagen, elastin, and keratin, 3 proteins that are components of your hair, skin, and nails. So how do you increase these proteins in your body? With BioSil, the clinically proven solution to healthier hair, skin, and nails, BioSil turns on the body's actual collagen-generating cells, known as fibroblasts. Because BioSil works through your body's natural pathways, the collagen it generates has your own DNA fingerprint. That makes it superior to other hair, skin, and nail formulas that contain foreign collagen, which your body simply breaks down and uses as food. As one collagen expert likes to say, you want to make collagen, not eat it. So make sure you get the only product of its kind that's clinically proven to thicken hair, reduce fine lines and wrinkles in your skin, and fortify your nails. BioSil. Look for BioSil in the supplement section of your favorite natural food store. For more information about BioSil, go to BioSilTech.com. That's BioSilTech, BioSilTech.com for healthier hair, skin, and nails. It's BioSil.
It's a beautiful morning.
Oh, it is a beautiful morning in Hawaii. Nay, welcome back to the program. David Snow with you. Hey, I got to get to this article, which I promised you in the Health Hotline News before we get on to our guest, Dr. Lori Steele-Smith. And this is regarding washing kitchen sponges. How does it increase bacteria? Well, microbiologists, this is a report in Scientific Reports, they analyzed 14 used sponges, and they found that those that were disinfected by methods like being run through a dishwasher contained up to 6 times more bacteria than sponges that weren't washed. Well, the authors say that if sponges aren't cleaned properly, the resistant bacteria that survives the sanitation process recolonizes the sponge with more bugs. So they advise replacing sponges at least twice a month. Hey, I got news for you. Here's a better recommendation. Don't use sponges. Okay, call me environmentally unfriendly, but paper towels are a lot more sanitary and hygienic and, recycle and reduce in other ways, but sponges are, they're like carrying around a Petri dish of bacteria. I mean, it's, you just can't, and people use it for, they'll wipe the counter and then wipe the cutting board and wipe the faucet and, all kinds of, they're cross-contaminating the sponge almost every minute they're using it. Anyway, okay, I'll get off my soapbox and get on to our guest, who is the most important person on that of the hour. Dr. Lori Steele-Smith is the author of 2 national best-selling books. She also has a flourishing medical practice here in Honolulu, and we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphone this morning. Good morning, Dr. Steele-Smith. Thank you so much for being patient. You're a patient doctor as well as seeing patients, because we're late in getting to you. Thanks so much for being there. Dr. Seale Smith, are you there? Let's turn on her mic. Okay. Laurie, are you there? I can't hear Laurie. Let's see. Maybe we'll get her back on the phone. All right. Anyway, she's going to begin. Let me just give the details on her talk, which is coming up this Thursday. And that's going to be January. Okay, January 18th, and we'll let her tell us about that. Dr. Steele Smith, can you hear us? I can't hear her, Chaz. Okay, let's see.
I'm here.
Oh, now you are.
I'm here.
There you are. Okay, the wonders and glitches of technology. Thank you so much for being there and for patiently waiting through my, you know, I get a little loquacious sometimes, and being the board certified talktologist I am and the talkaholic that I am, so I apologize for that. Anyway, let's talk about the ketogenic diet. That's one of the many diets I'm going to be talking about in the second half of the hour, but how you have personal experience as well as experience with your patients, and you're going to be giving a free talk this Thursday night at the Modern Hotel in Waikiki. So tell us about that. Give us an overview of the ketogenic diet and how it can benefit our listeners.
Okay. So I've been doing it. I've been doing it for a month and a half, and I don't need to lose weight.
No, you don't. Yeah, you're thin like me.
Normal 5'4", 120-pound woman.
Okay.
That's the average woman.
Right.
And I did this diet because, A, if I'm going to put my patients on anything, I need to do it myself. B, I participated in some very high-end lectures, and meaning I took these lectures and conferences up in Oregon with a Dr. Dominique DiGostino,
mm-hmm.
who's a neuroscientist and has done an incredible amount of research for NASA, and he is doing research on animals, and he's doing it to help Navy SEALs.
Oh.
And what's come out of this research is that a ketogenic diet, which is a high-fat, very low-carb, moderate protein diet, can help people with cancer,
mm-hmm.
can help people with neurodegenerative diseases, can help people lose weight when that is the goal. And by the way, I haven't lost a pound in a month and a half because I haven't intended to. That was not the goal.
Okay.
However, how I have felt on this diet is pretty remarkable.
Wow. So, and you already feel good. You have energy abounding.
Yeah, but the energy now is more even keel.
Ah.
I'm not going through the blood sugar highs and lows. It's
the blood sugar roller coaster, in other words.
The blood sugar roller coaster. Yeah. When I work out, I'm stronger because ketones. And let me just give your listeners a little background. Your body can fuel itself on glucose, or it can fuel itself on glucose comes from carbohydrates or protein, or it can fuel itself on fat, which breaks down into something called ketones. Okay? It's easier for your body to take carbohydrate and protein and flip that into glucose. And it's quick, fast energy.
Which is why people reach for the candy bar or soda or some quick sugar fix.
But when you do, let's say, a candy bar, you are going to get an insulin surge, and that creates inflammation
right.
in your body, actually systemic inflammation, even in your brain. And when you stop eating so many carbohydrates, including pasta and potatoes and squash and carrots, okay? Like when you actually take your carbohydrate down very low, your body over time adapts to burning fat. Now that's where people can maybe not feel too good, but once they do start burning fat for energy, they start making something called ketones, and those ketones are anti-inflammatory, they're immunomodulatory, they actually give you more even fuel. And so a lot of endurance athletes are now using this kind of diet to help them have more power when they work out physically or actually when they compete. So what I have found over a 45-day period doing a very healthy ketogenic diet, which means I have not indulged in bacon, I have not indulged in a lot of the beef fat, pork fat, lamb fat, because it's just not part of what I want to be eating.
No pork rinds, huh?
No pork rinds. I have more been doing, chicken, turkey, eggs, whole eggs, with the yolk, which I never did before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat dairy because of my own personal issues with dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of coconut, lots of avocado, lots of olive oils that have been flavored, and which has been amazing.
And don't forget whole olives, too, right?
I've been eating whole olives, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I will tell you, and I want your listeners to hear this, it has been nothing short of remarkable in terms of just the amount of energy I have, the evenness of that energy, plus ketones hit parts of the brain called GABA receptors that are calming. So, you know, people that are kind of hyper and anxious like me, kind of go, 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 it's like I can still go, but I'm not anxious.
Mm. Oh, wow, that's a good thing.
I'm just grounded, and it's actually quite remarkable. I had committed to 30 days. I started to feel good about 3 weeks into it, after 3 weeks, and all of a sudden I was like, okay, I'm at day 30. I didn't want to stop because I thought, oh my gosh, this is really fantastic. The other very huge benefit has been no bloating, intestinal bloating.
Ah, okay.
Okay,
that's
which a
huge.
Lot of people get from eating carbohydrates. And I was getting that too. And, you know, I had to take an antibiotic for 42 days last year because I went to Africa and I had to do it for malaria prevention. And, I mean, that just totally disrupted my microbiome.
Yeah.
Right. And by doing this kind of diet, you basically take away all the food that yeast or unfriendly bacteria might eat and you change your microbiome, meaning you change that whole city of bacteria that's living in your gut pretty profoundly. I mean, really profoundly.
Sounds
and they've
like
proven,
it.
Like within 5 days, you can radically change the microbial population that's living in your intestines. So in one fell swoop, you're taking care of a lot of different things at once.
Wow.
Now,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's been very cool. Now, there's been some challenges, like, well, okay, what do you eat? And how do you make it work? And it has been actually quite fun for me to start in the kitchen and making some fun things. You know, maybe your listeners know about zucchini noodles. Basically, you take zucchini because it's actually low carb and you run it through a spiralizer and you end up making pasta out of your zucchini. And you're like, oh, wow, this is delicious. And then you can flavor it with an olive-flavored butter. I mean, a butter-flavored olive oil, which is what I've been using. But on the ketogenic diet, you can actually use real clarified butter because it's very high in something called butyric acid, which is super important for the colonic mucosa, and it's anti-inflammatory to the intestinal mucosa.
Okay. So would that be like ghee, the G-H-E-E, the Italian, Indian ghee? Okay.
Yep, you can use that. There is something called bulletproof coffee.
I've met with Dave Asprey, and he was recently on the Dr. Oz show just a few weeks, a week or two ago, on that. The bulletproof coffee, with the coconut oil and everything?
With coconut oil or with butter. And, you know, I don't drink coffee, but my girlfriend does, and she's been doing this with me, which has been super fun to have a partner in crime. And, you know, I've been just using this lovely kind of green tea mixture. It's called Midori Greens. I don't even make it anymore, which I'm so sad about.
Mm.
But anyhow, there's this green, like a green drink mixture that I drink, and I put actually MCT oil in that.
Which is coconut oil, right? The high, MCT stands for medium chain triglycerides.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that converts quite readily and quickly over to ketones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you don't have any fuel for your brain doesn't feel very good. So keeping your ketone levels up so that your brain can function optimally is a really good idea. So using ketones can really help people when they're trying to keto adapt or fat adapt, meaning going from carb burning to fat burning. And you know, what's really been fun about this whole journey is that there's a whole language that goes with this, you know, understanding macros versus micros. Macros are like your protein, carb, fat ratios, and your micros are your, you know, vitamins and nutrients.
Right.
And then, you know, keto converting or fat adapting or keto adapting and then keto flu. You know, I mean, it's actually quite fun. And there are some wonderful books on the market that people can read.
That's right.
And I've got a stack here of like 15 books.
Wow.
If people want to read a book, I think Fat for Fuel is very good. I think Dr. Perlmutter's work is excellent.
Yes, we've had him on,
Oh, have you? Very good. I mean, he is just delightful to listen to. I've been watching some of his YouTube videos. Dr. Dominique D'Agostino, he doesn't have a book out at this point, but there's a lot of YouTube videos with him. So, you know, people can learn a lot about what this diet is. And then I think you have to tailor it to fit you. And, and I think the key here for long-term is a modified ketogenic diet for long-term health. For people who want to lose weight, I think a diet that is a full-on ketogenic, like my 500-pound male patient who's 32, who's doing a beautiful job with this diet, you know, he needs to be on a full-on ketogenic diet and even measuring his ketones, which you can do in your urine, you can do it via breath, you can do it via blood. You know, when you do it via blood, you're actually going to be able to measure both BHB and acetone, which are, or acetoacetate, which are two different ketones. And when you do breath or urine, you're only going to be able to measure acetoacetate.
Okay, so are you going to give all this information at your talk this Thursday night at the Modern Hotel in Waikiki?
Yes, I am. And this talk is going to be super fun. And we have about 150 people
coming.
Oh,
my God, already? But it's it's super free also. That's the best part. There's no charge.
You know what?
Except for the dinner, you know, if you want dinner.
I'm all about education, and this has been a 40-day fun diet change for me, and I've seen some incredible benefits. I see that it can help people with autoimmune disease. It can help people with chronic rashes, because if you change the microbiome of your gut, you're going to change your health completely.
No question.
And by pulling all these carbohydrates out of your diet, increasing quality fats, I mean, I want to just tell your listeners, it is quite remarkable to eat a solid breakfast of like egg, salmon, avocado, or a ketogenic pancake, okay, which is made with coconut oil and coconut flour and eggs, and, you know, put some coconut butter on top or nut butter on top. You eat something like either one of those breakfasts for in the morning. You don't have to eat. You just don't have to eat for hours.
You're satisfied.
You're just solid, and you're going, and it's even, and there isn't this freak out, oh my God, I got to get food.
I know. People think they can't survive 3 hours without food, let alone 3 days or 3 weeks. You
know, they can't. They can if they eat a donut for breakfast.
Right.
They can't.
Right.
And then part of the ketogenic diet is also some of this intermittent fasting, but what's super neat about it is that you can use the medium-chain triglycerides to help you through the part where you may not feel good, or you can also take ketones themselves, and there are lots of products on the market now where, you know, they actually taste good, and you can just mix them in water and drink them to keep your brain going. So anyway, this is what we're going to talk about. I'm going to show pictures of the food I made. I'm going to show, you know, just share with the audience like what I did, how I did it.
And then you're going to have an after party at the Ravish restaurant there at
That's
the Modern
right.
Hotel. And if people want to get that, it's going to be what, a luncheon or no, dinner. It's because it's at 5:30. Your talk's at 5:30 from 5:30 to 6:30, is it? And then
it's
dinner's at 7?
It's 5:30 to 6:45. Okay. And then I've encouraged all the people coming to book a table at Ravish, because the Modern Hotel is giving us a free room so that I can give you guys a free lecture. And to me, that is the ultimate. I'm about education, and you know, this is how we can spread the word, and I can
Fantastic.
At least just give an introduction, because I've only got an hour and 15 minutes.
Right, and is the dinner going to be a ketogenic type dinner, or what kind of cuisine?
I hope they're supplying. I mean, I sent them two recipes. One was a ketogenic crepe, and that could be savory or could be sweet, right? Depending on what you use. And sweet is made, people are using, I'm using a lot of monk's fruit in my cooking.
Oh, yes, sure.
And then savory could be like with a, you know, cooked mushrooms and onion and something like that you wrap up in it, or chicken. And then they're also going to have a ketogenic pizza. Make like a pizza crust, and that's ketogenic. And I've sent them recipes, and hopefully they'll have enough for everybody. And if not, that's okay. I'll have a salad niçoise or something. Ahi's niçoise salad or something.
That sounds great. Dr. Steelsmith, is there a number where people can get more information or make a reservation?
Ravish Restaurant at the Modern Hotel. That's where they can make a reservation. And let's all go and support them so that they will continue to offer a free room for me to give free talks.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much for being with us and for the overview of a ketogenic diet and all the little tips you gave our listeners. Appreciate that very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Okay. There goes Dr. Lori Steelsmith. And here we go just momentarily. We'll be here to keep the lights on, but we will be back with more information for your good dietary health here on Dr. Health. When we come back, you might want to rethink coffee for weight loss. A lot of you think that coffee can help you lose weight, but from a single cup to maybe just more than one cup, you know, and the average American drinks 3.5 to 4 cups of coffee a day. The problem with that when it comes to not only dieting, but also stress, details to that coming up right after this, and also lots of dietary tips, and we'll get into the different types of diets, which are the good, the bad, and the tasty, and the not so tasty. So back after this as we continue here on The Diet Show on Dr. Health Radio. Also next hour, energy up yours. That didn't sound right. Up your energy for this year with our guest next hour in the program as well. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health continues.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Your face can reveal oncoming sickness. Details of an interesting study about what your face shows about your health. A breakthrough in a possible cure for HIV. We'll have details. And you've heard fiber is good for you over and over again. But why is it good for you? A new discovery. And all of this is coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. 2 locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
All right, before we get to the grapefruit diet and other diets, we have an important news bulletin from Chaz on Thai. So let's go right to the newsroom regarding this morning's false announcement of the ballistic missile threat. Chaz, we'll turn it over to you right now.
Okay, thanks, David. Well, of course, everyone wanted to know how and why this happened, and Governor David Ige had met with the State Department of Defense and the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency at around 9:30 this morning. And this is the latest out of Hawaii News Now. It says Governor David Ige says cause of false missile threat alarm was human error, apparently happened during a shift change. So as more information becomes available, we'll pass that on to you. Back to you, David.
All right. Thank you, Chaz. And getting an update on diets and, well, in this case, coffee. You might want to rethink coffee for weight loss, because while cortisol doesn't rise from a single cup of coffee, the second shot ups your level by 10 times. This is from psychosomatic medicine. So that's not a good thing. So if you do drink coffee, try and limit it to a single cup. And, you know, the problem with moderation is that everybody has a different definition of moderation. And also, there's, you know, the coffee, and I've talked about this before, we've done segments on it. Unfortunately, coffee also runs the gamut as far as the range of caffeine that's contained in coffee, everything from Starbucks at what I think it's 269 milligrams of caffeine, and then Dunkin' Donuts follows close behind in second place. You know, a cup of home-brewed coffee only has 100 milligrams for the most part. And then the serving size, too. You know, I wish I had it in the studio here to give it as an example, but it's this huge cup of coffee. I think it holds a pot of coffee or 9 cups of coffee, and it says, you know, my doctor told me to cut down to 1 cup a day, and it's this huge cup, you know, so it's the serving size, too. It's not just portions of foods. It's the serving sizes of beverages as well, coffee being one of them. So just something to be aware of. All right, chewing the fat. Japanese researchers found a positive correlation between time spent chewing and energy burned during digestion. Makes sense. This is from the Obesity Journal. Excuse me. If things aren't sweet enough already, low-calorie artificial sweeteners may sour your weight loss potential, increasing fat storage by up to 250%. And this, you know, adding insult to injury, especially if you're overweight. This is from the Endocrine Society. So not a good thing. You know, artificial sweeteners belong outside your body, not inside. You don't want to put something artificial in your natural body, right? And then finally, here's another tip. Don't rush your reps, and that's in regard to exercise. And that's because metabolism kicks in when muscles are working their hardest. Time under tension, so it's called, creates an all-day burn. So slow it down. That's from sports medicine. So that way you'll burn more calories and have an easier time with maintaining your weight loss. Okay, so we have other tips. First of all, let me just get this out of the way, one fact straight. When it comes to those attractive photos of food that you see in the magazines, whether they're diet dishes or not, or they're, you see them on signs also, or in TV shows or on the internet, the food that you make or order or procure is never going to look as tasty or as appetizing as those visuals, okay? They have food stylists that spend hours, excuse me, and on the dishes that you see in these pictures or magazine or book covers, not to mention the food photographers that do. That's all they do, folks, is food photography. These are specialists. So they make food look, you know, it's kind of like the models you see on the diet and fitness magazine covers. Nobody looks like that. You know, they're airbrushed or there's, you know, one in a million genetic, you know, they're blessed with genetics or good looks or whatever. You know, the average person's not going to. But I mean, you know, I know it's something to strive for and it gives you inspiration. But don't be I just don't want you to be overly frustrated or overwhelmed by, oh, God, I can't look like that, or you know, some people just throw in the towel and they say, oh, I'll never look like that. Or some people say, oh, yeah, I just have to, you know, do this and that, and I'll look like that in just 30 days or 2 weeks. That's not the case. You know, and Oprah was in the news recently. She recently lost 40 pounds, which is commendable. I mean, it's great. And I should mention that she owns stock in Weight Watchers, so she's part owner of the Weight Watchers organization, and that's the diet she went on, of course, was the Weight Watchers diet. But as challenging as it is to lose weight, and Oprah knows this well, as she's lost and gained, and we've had Oprah's personal fitness trainer on the show, Bob Green. We've talked to him before. And as challenging as it might be to lose weight, keeping off that weight, that's the ultimate challenge, right? On the TV show The Big Loser, for instance, is it actually the biggest winner is the biggest loser, right? Well, that's how it works. But really, in real life, ladies and gentlemen, the winner is the longest maintainer, not the biggest loser or the fastest loser. So if you want to lose weight permanently and be a healthy weight, here's my little secret. You want to whittle your middle little by little. Okay, so those quick weight loss books and shows, you know, it's inspirational. But unfortunately, it reminds me of those get rich quick books and shows. They're attention grabbers. They hook you in and want you to, you know, they tempt you into taking the easy way out or the easy way to be, whether it's rich, thin, sexy, young, or whatever it is they're promoting. But remember, Rome or your empire wasn't built overnight. If you want, you know, whatever it is you want to be or do, it wasn't built in a day, a week, a month, or a year. So you're going to be eating for as long as you live. So come on, let's just recalculate and take the right road to your highway to health and practice. You know, it's kind of Dave's daily diet. Just do a diet for a day, an eating lifestyle rather, not a diet. You know what diet, by the way, stands for is did I eat that? Yeah, you did eat that, and that's why you need to go on a diet. But speaking of diets, and let's see, we have about 5 minutes left in the show. Okay, this is a U.S. News report on. They looked at 38 different eating plans, and they rated them. And at the top of the list, overall, now I'm going to get into the best weight loss diets, the best diets for your heart, best diabetes diets, the best or easiest to follow diets. But as far as the general overview of the diets and the way the parameters they set were things like short-term results, long-term weight loss, diabetes prevention, the ease of compliance, that's very important, the nutritional completeness of the diet, as well as the safety, you know, whether it omits key nutrients. But the DASH diet was number one on the list, followed by the Mediterranean diet, which we talk a lot about here on the show. Flexitarian diet was number four. The Mayo Clinic diet, also tied for four, as was Weight Watchers. Let's see, the volumetrics diet. Jenny Craig was number 10. Vegetarian diet also tied for number 10. Traditional Asian diet was right behind that. The Biggest Loser diet was number 15 on the list of 38. Let's see, coming down the list, number 24 was the South Beach diet. We interviewed that doctor. Let's see, the raw food diet was 32. Atkins, you know, I used to interview Dr. Robert Atkins on the show. We had him on as an annual guest here when he was alive many years ago. That was 35 on this list. The paleo diet, which is all the rage right now, that was almost at the bottom of the list, 36 out of 38 diets listed. But for the best weight loss diets, they did put Weight Watchers diet at number one, if that's something that is going to be easy for you to follow, followed by Jenny Craig and Volumetrics. Best diets for your heart, and we're going to do a show on heart health, not just dietary heart health, but everything having to do with your heart, the latest medicines and surgical procedures, and most of all, preventive strategies. We'll have the president-elect from the American Heart Association on 3 weeks from today. Dr. Kahealani Rivera joins us. She's a cardiologist at Queens Medical Center. She'll be with us in just a few weeks. The first Saturday of every February, we do a show on heart health for American Heart Month. We'll cover a lot of this information in upcoming weeks, so I have tons of little tips for you, and we do that all year long, so not just in January, because we want you to maintain your weight all year long. What can I say? All right, when we come back from the top of the hour of Fox News, we will have more information for your good health when we are visited by our guest expert next hour, talking about hormones for energy and other energy tips for the new year, plus all of our regular features, the Fitness File, Funny Bone Pharmacy, Matters of Sexual Health, and Dick Allgaier's Health Report, all coming up in hour number two of the healthiest 2 hours on radio. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.